Well, now because of the quantity of yarn that we need to dye, we use commercial dyes. And the commercial dyes that we get come in a powder form. They come in big tin cans, and we get a basic of about probably 8 different colors, your basic reds, blues, greens, yellows, browns, and blacks. And depending on the color of the wool and how we mix those colors, that's how we come up with the different colors that we're able to come up with. We also use sulfuric acid as a mordant, which is kind of dangerous. We dye our yarn in an open over an open fire in big metal tubs like that one back there. We pour in. We use the. It's full of water. The water boils. We put acid into the water, and we put the dye into the water. Then we dip the skeins of yarn into the dye, and the yarn absorbs all the color. So when we pull the yarn out of the bath, all that's left is clear water, and then we're able to change colors as we go along. So we're not wasting the sulfuric acid. Depending on the weather, if it's a warm day or a cool day, it's real hard for us to get the exact same colors every time. Sometimes the community water has different chemicals in it. If they're putting Clorox or chlorine into the water, that'll affect how the yarn absorbs the different colors. And so it's real hard for us to, you know, if you come in and you say, we want a rug in this color of green, well, you might not get that color of green, even if we use the same formula over and over again. For 15 years, we've been trying to make recipes, you know, and name our colors, and it doesn't work. Because every time you dye, depending on how much oil's in the wool, depending on the shade of the wool, sometimes our white isn't true white. If it's a little yellow, then we have to soak it in a vat of real light purple to get it back to white, and then we can dye it, try and get, you know, the softer colors that we need.